We've had that issue with no RO for a while. We completed the repair on the 24th of July, so we are 3 weeks into making RO water now. So everybody should see a huge improvement from hard water to soft water.
Now, are there any other things you have to do in relation to the system? They talked about flushing water mains or fire hydrants. That's just part of the standard operating procedure.
Well, originally, to get the RO water here quicker to fill up our entire system, we were thinking about flushing hydrants. But we took a test after the first week, and our hardness level had dropped to the normal levels within that first week. So the water made it here fairly quick, and I think what people don't realize is it'll take a good, usually week and a half, for it to get from the plant to fill up our entire system and remove all the hard water and be RO water only.
So the corrections, if you could detail the actual corrections of what you had to do, I guess, again, to correct it.
Well, we had some filter problems down there that we needed to upgrade, and that's what we did in January. For some reason, we experienced some dirty piping down there that wasn't discovered as part of our normal operations. So when we did the upgrade, we found this little surprise. So the way the filters are set up down there, it just put us in a position where we couldn't return back to where we were, which was basically hiding the problem. And now it's shown itself, and we had to address it that way.